Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, CDM, is supposed to be the centerpiece of the government's cybersecurity strategy, but it hasn't quite worked out as envisioned. However, Homeland Security and the General Services Administration are on the job. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, before we get to that, I just wanted to ask you briefly about what is going on with the Office of Personnel Management and the loss of its contractor for its own cybersecurity.
This is a fascinating issue, Tom. Now, what's really happening here is the company, Imperatus, came to OPM on May 9th and said, oh, by the way, we're going out of business. We have financial distress, and we're not sending any more of our people to work anymore. And OPM said, okay, well, we've terminated your contract then if you're quitting. And this was a shock. I think no one expected it. Imperatus had about a month or so, maybe a month and a half, left under its two-year or more deal to really do what many people inside OPM called really modernizing their IT infrastructure, harden their network, improve their overall cybersecurity. And it was called the Shell Program. And there's not a lot known about the Shell, you know, outside of what's been testified or what's been shown in budget documents. But we don't know how long the contract was for with Imperatus. We don't know how much it was worth. And when you go through usaspending.gov, even, Tom, you can't find any awards made by OPM to Imperatus. All Imperatus's awards came from either DOD or the General Services Administration, mostly through the IT Schedule 70, which is probably how OPM got to them. But it was, you know, there's a lot of questions, a lot of scrutiny over this contract about a year ago when the OPM massive data breach happened. So this is just a fascinating, if you will, another piece to this long saga.
And quickly, do we know that this company, Imperatus, had they done any work at all?
Oh, they have. I mean, they worked on it since June 2014. So it's been, again, almost 2 years. And an OPM spokesperson says they were almost done with the contract anyway. So the impact on OPM's Shell program is going to be minimal, if anything. And now DHS is working with OPM to decide what to do next, how to go forward.
Okay, then. Let's get to the CDM that is in the reporter's notebook this week. And you say the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program is not working as planned, but they're on the case.
There are. And one of the surprising things about CDM that I think that GSA and DHS learned is the fact that they thought, well, we'll put together this blanket purchase agreement, and this will help really make the program go. And what they're finding is this approach using the BPA is not flexible enough. It's not taking into account agencies' need for long-term operations and maintenance of these tools and technologies. And the pre-pricing of tools and services is not really, it's adding another complexity to the program that they didn't expect. And all of this then, Tom, is now slowing down the program as well because of all the pieces and parts that have to happen. So it's a little surprising. This was the first time, Tom, that GSA actually admitted that the BPA approach may not be the perfect approach for continuous diagnostics and mitigation.
But at least they're realizing it and making that course correction.
Correct. And I think that's, you know, the first thing to do when you have a problem is admit you have one, right? And then you go forward and fix how to fix it. And that's what's happening now. GSA, DHS, the Office of Management and Budget, others are meeting to decide, okay, how do we move forward? What's the next step with CDM? That we know the phases. There's four phases of CDM. We know that there are several awards in the works, and phase three is in the works. But how do you, what does the long-term vision? And yes, this contract, Tom, still has two more years left. It was originally awarded in 2013. It runs through 2018. But they have to start making those plans now to say, what will this contract look like in 2018 and beyond?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. And the other big piece in the reporter's notebook this week is NASA's transparency lesson other people should seed. So a piece of good news for NASA.
In many ways, it was very good news. And it didn't start off that way, I have to admit. So let me give you a little bit of background. NASA made a almost a $448 million award to SAIC in January. It was under their I3P umbrella program. It was the Enterprise Application Services Technologies 2 contract called EAST. And basically, this is a follow-on contract from the initial award in 2010 that SAIC also won. And the news here, Tom, is not so much that they made the award or the fact that NASA survived the protest by CACI. But really, the fact is that NASA decided to release the entire source selection document public about why they chose SAIC over CACI. And this is never done. When this was initially released, I came across it really by accident on FedBizOps, and I sent it to a couple procurement attorneys that I've talked to over the years, and all three of them responded by saying, I've never seen a public release of this type of document. Most of the times, we only see this when there is a bid protest and it's under protective order. So I went back to NASA and said, hey, is this a mistake, or did you mean to do this? And Bill McNally, NASA's Assistant Administrator for Procurement and Deputy Chief Acquisition Officer, told me, no, it's actually part of their policy to release this data once, obviously, all the protests are done and the awards in place. And when I went back to my procurement experts and said, that's actually their policy, they said, this is actually a very good policy because it shows how to withstand a protest, and other agencies could use it to say, hey, how do we make sure that we write a good source selection decision so it can withstand a protest?
And it's probably also good for the contractors to understand the thinking process also.
I think you're absolutely right. A lot of times what we hear over the last year, 2 years or more, is that contractors don't hear enough about why an agency makes a decision. They don't get good debriefings, or they get one-page debriefing, and they really don't understand where they scored well and where they didn't. And when you read through this source selection document, which we do have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, you can find all the details of why SAIC scored well, or what weaknesses they had, why CACI scored well, and what weaknesses they had. You can see total, you know, scores for both companies. And I think it's a fascinating look inside how a procurement works, especially a big one like this. You know, $448 million is a pretty big procurement, Tom.
And speaking with me at the Sea Air Space Conference at National Harbor is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, who's in studio. Jason, thanks for the update.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
And you can read this week's reporter's notebook and share this interview with colleagues, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click share with friends.